On a certain day, three men were working in one place. Another man came this way and asked the first man, "What are you doing here?" The first man said, "Why are you blind? Can't you see? I'm cutting stone." He's actually cutting stone. He went to the second man and asked, "What are you doing here?" That man said, "Something to fill my belly, I do something." He went to the third man and asked, "What are you doing here?" That man stood up in great joy and said, "I am building a wonderful temple here." All three are doing the same work. In one person's experience is just cutting stone. In another person's experience is just filling his belly. In another person's experience is creating a wonderful temple. The quality of your life will change not by changing the content of your life. It'll change only by changing the context of your life. By changing the content, nothing changes. By changing the clothes that you wear, food that you eat, the place that you live, the quality of your life will not change, isn't it? So you can go to your office to really want to contribute to what's happening there. If you function like this, they won't give you a salary in the end, is it so? They'll anyway give you, isn't it? But 30 days if you're doing japa, salary, 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 you'll be miserable for 30 days hoping for that one day to come. And that one day you'll be even more miserable because it doesn't matter how much salary you get, it's never enough, isn't it? Does anybody get enough salary on this planet? Nobody gets enough, isn't it? So the question is not about what you do and what you do not do. How you do, it changes life.